Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting of the South Jordan Planning Commission for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. We have five commissioners here. Commissioner Bishop is excused this evening. He has to be excused, so we wish him well, whatever he is up to this evening. Because we have five, anything that we don't have any even numbers, so we'll be good. So I don't have to go over special voting procedures. Obviously, we have the agenda that's published in front of us this evening, and I know we were just discussing that, so I don't believe there needs to be any changes to the agenda unless we need to recognize anything. I know there was an initial posting in the public notice website of a potential item for this evening, but that's not here on the agenda. So any changes to the agenda? If not, I'm open to a motion to accept this evening's agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda as published.
And I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Hollis, a second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes 5 in favor. Next is our minutes from our November 12, 2025 meeting, so a month ago. So hopefully you all remember what went on. Thank you for staff for putting those minutes together for us to help us remember that. Any changes, additions, deletions that need to be made to the minutes from our last meeting? If not, open to a motion on that as well.
Move that we approve our Planning Commission meeting minutes from November 12th as published.
And I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Hall, so second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion also passes 5 in favor. Takes us to item D, our staff business. I will look to Mr. Priest, threw me off. On the my right, audience left, and then Mr. Schindler, Simonson as well. I'm seeing shaking heads this evening. Thank you, and I think on behalf of the entire commission, thank you to the staff for the gift that was left here on the dais for the commissioners this evening. So we appreciate that, your thoughts of us this evening. Item E, the comments from planning commission members. I'll look at my left, audience right first this time.
I didn't quite hear you.
Comments, any comments, additional comments?
I just think it was a beautiful entry. I actually don't used to come off Redwood Road and came around, and the front of City Hall was very, very well done. So thank you for the extra holiday cheer. I needed it.
So. Just confirming that our next meeting will be the second Tuesday in January.
The second Tuesday in January. I thought, no, it's not the second meeting in January, second Tuesday. So I guess I do have one thing I was going to ask you. Did you all get paid for your back, for
nine meetings, the back pay?
Because the commission hadn't been paid anything for being here since May. So I caught that and said they were supposed to send you out a check for the meetings you didn't get paid for. But it sounds like some of you did.
I haven't seen anything. I'll check my mail.
And also, I believe the city, at least for me, for each meeting, I got 9 different notifications that my paid time card was approved. So you might want to check your city email as well.
Do you get it automatically deposited into your account?
Oh, okay.
I believe so.
Yeah, I
get it mailed.
Okay, so check your mail then. I hope. I hope it's there.
But I don't get those notices.
In the email?
Mm-mm. Just a reminder to put in your hours.
Yeah, I get those as well. And then I got this on this when they made play this catch up because I had a little spy in the finance department give me a warning. it came in. It was 9 for each. It was each meeting, basically, okay. A notification for each meeting that I had since June or May. So, just double check on that. If not, make sure that obviously you guys got the notice of the minutes, so that is going to your emails on that. Mr. Farnsworth, anything? The only thing I want to add is since we met last, the City Council held their canvassing meeting, so the results of the 2025 municipal election are final. And all incumbents are victorious, so which hopefully means for our commissioners who are terms technically end at the end of the year, hopefully that's a good sign, and hopefully we haven't scared at least Commissioner Hardy, Mr. Farnsworth away too far. Mr. Bishop, I don't know. I don't want to speak for him, but hopefully we haven't scared you away, and hopefully your council members will be reaching out to you and for continuing to work with us for a little bit. So that's the only thing I had on that. Okay, we'll move to, we have nothing on item F, summary action, but we actually have something on item G, action, which we really do. And this is the Almond Dental Building 2 site plan for property located at 10435 South, 2200 West. And this is on our action item because when we heard this earlier this year, we asked that it be brought back to us by the end of the year to see if some of the concerns that we had with parking and other things had been addressed. And obviously there was a memo in our staff report, but Mr. Schindler, I believe, is going to give us a Cliff Notes version of that, and we'll go from there.
Yes, as you probably recall, that you asked them to bring back, you know, their item to be placed on the agenda by the end of the year. And so they have been working diligently to get some of the things resolved, like a parking study and so forth, but not everything. So they aren't ready to come back, and they're just asking that if they can push it off until 2026 at some point. I don't know if you wanted to just make a recommendation that that it not have a set date, or just, or if you want to do another set date, who knows? I don't know how quickly they're going to be able to come back. But if you just put it as soon as they can, or they, it's at some point, if no action is not being taken, we would probably want to cancel, you know, to just close out their application. But Demir keeps in contact with them, and so there have been things that have been happening. It's just not all of them have been completed yet.
So. Thank you. What are the feelings of the commission? Obviously, I'm in favor of allowing the, I want to make sure I say the right word, the continuation of this request, but do we want a date certain, a date uncertain? I think we 4 or 5 months last time. Don't want to keep it out there in perpetuity, like Mr. Schindler said as well. So what are the commission's thoughts?
Do we know what the, is just a conflict of other pressing items, or are there reasons?
I don't know. You know, they took a long time for them to actually even get it to the Planning Commission the first time. And they're, as developers, they, it's not their job usually. It's, I mean, we have a dentist that's doing this, and he's hired, you know, architects and so forth, but it's not his first time, but, you know, it's, there's rules have changed, and so they've taken a long time just to get you to the first time. So that's probably wise. It's not a professional development group, but it's someone who's doing this in their spare time, most likely. So
I might recommend as soon as possible, but at least an update by the end of the year. Maybe.
Or what about an update by August 26th, which would be a year from when we heard it? Yeah. By August?
I feel like that kind of goes with building permits and everything else that says if there's nothing going on within a year. My only question, Greg, is like, is there any kind of internal standards you have if you're working with someone on an application and it's just taking a while and it doesn't feel like they're ready and but they have the information?
We don't necessarily have that. We have, because we have a list of items that are, you know, we have our Planning Commission tickler for what's coming up, and we move things from pending to when there's an actual date. We also have one that a list that means they're kind of stalled out. And some of those are already 4 or 5 years old, and their applications haven't been closed, but that's something we can always do is contact them and say, you know, especially something that long ago, we should be contacting them and saying why, if you're not gonna do anything, we're gonna close out your application. But there's nothing in the code the things in our code that they have to do once you approve it, they have a year to start and commence and get the work started. But otherwise, just getting it to the Planning Commission, there isn't a deadline set in the code. So,
and how much is it? Is it relatively? What's the work effort of keeping track of something like this? Like you mentioned Demir, is he just reaching out every once in a while and getting a fast response?
Especially, he has probably because it wasn't his project to begin with, it was Andrew's.
Andrew.
Andrew was in contact with him quite a bit. But I know that Demir is, since it became his project, he's been, you know, not like a weekly basis, but he was able to contact them, especially when it got close to the deadline that you set before, so.
Okay. I mean, I'm comfortable with the year, and because it is a continuation and an item that we're not gonna rehear, if things change.
But they suggested the August 26th, as Commissioner Hollis said, so that would only be, eight months.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, so move to, so usually table this until the August 26th date?
Or continue, yeah.
Up to the date with an update by?
Up to. And then maybe we hear it on August 26th and make a decision.
And I think at that point, if they haven't got enough information, or been able to do that.
We need to make some sort of.
It probably needs to be pulled and represented. I hate to do that, but it's
ancient.
Wasn't quite ready to go to Planning Commission or and be done the way they want it done. So.
And obviously, you gave them. You could have denied it.
Yeah.
Right.
Before.
Right. I mean,
you were good enough to let them extend and try to get back. So, but if they haven't done it by August, it would probably be. It'd be generous, you know, you're being generous enough by waiting that long, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need a motion? Does this need
That's why I was going to look at Mr. Simonson, because we made an original motion to just for by the end of the year. Do we need to re-motion this so we're just legal or formal with our action?
Yes.
Okay. So would someone like to take a quick stab or? Mr. Cowell?
I'd like to make a motion that we continue this item to a future Planning Commission, not to precede, item PLSPR 2024-00097. And we continue it to be heard at a Planning Commission not to exceed the 26th of August, 2026.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Catmull, second by Commissioner Harding. Friendly amendment, I think you said 7 at the end of the address, and I believe it's a 3.
Oh.
No, that's a file number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the file number.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, file number also ends at a 3.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, I have as an, from the
memo. Sorry, I'm going off 7. The memo. So
gotcha. Do you want? Okay, I'm happy to amend that.
Well, would you accept that amendment?
I will accept that.
Just match whichever is in the true
yep.
number. Okay. We have a motion again by Commissioner Catmull, a second by Commissioner Harding, a friendly amendment by Commissioner Gedge, accepted by Commissioner Catmull. Any further discussion to the motion? Just for the audience, maybe listening. So we are going to continue this item until no later than August 26th of 2026. Clear? I don't believe this requires a roll call vote because it's just a continuation of our original motion to table. So roll call vote on this, I believe. So all in favor, please say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Any opposed? So that passes 5 in favor. So if the applicant is present, till August 26th, we hope to see you before then. But if not, you have up until August. And thank you for being here this evening. We appreciate you guys continuing to work on this. That will take us to our administrative public hearing items. And before I jump into that, just that we have no legislative public hearings this evening. There was some confusion with a couple people who are no longer in attendance that there may have been a legislative public hearing item, but on our agenda we approved. There was not one. If there will be a legislative public hearing item in our first meeting in January, the second Tuesday of January, mm-hmm. if someone is planning on attending that. So we will jump into our administrative public hearing items. The first item, and Mr. Suarez is going to be sick of me for the next three items, is item H1, the Daybreak Village 9, Plat 7, preliminary subdivision for property generally located near 11085 South, 6605 West. LHM Real Estate is the applicant with Mr. Suarez, the representative, and Mr. Schindler will be presenting us this item. Greg, the time is yours.
Okay, thank you. Yes, this proposed subdivision preliminary plat is for 14.872 acres and dividing it into 51 single family lots. And the I just moved that to the, you can see where it's located there, and this is the subdivision. You know, that it's, I guess they're all considered single family, but I believe there's about four or five, six, maybe four to six that are kind of are attached, but they're called, they call them twin homes, but it's single family attached is that point. So they, and the, those are, look at also in there, there's the, actually it's not 51, it's 76 residential lots. I keep forgetting. And 5.1 units per acre is the gross density. The net density is 7.1 units per acre. The average lot size is just a little over 6,000 square feet, with the largest one being 11,400 something square feet, and the smallest only 2,660. The smallest lots are not those of the twin homes. The ones just on the other side of the twin homes are the smaller lots, but they, but they, so I imagine they're going to have more narrow buildings built on them, but there are no townhomes included in this as far as I know. It's just those few twin homes, and the rest are all single family detached. If you have any questions that I can answer, be happy to.
Any questions for staff? Staff report? Okay, thank you. Mr. Suarez, I see we're here from LHM Real Estate. Is there anything you would like to add to the staff report at this time? Do we have any questions for staff before I make you stand up? So, okay. We'll call you back up if there's any public comment. So at this point of the meeting, we'd like to open this portion of the meeting to the general public. Any member of the general public who is present, is feel free to come to the microphone, give us your name and address for the public record. You have up to 3 minutes to give testimony on this item. Public comment is now open. Staff is members of the public. Okay, seeing none, I will close the public comment, bring it back to the commission for discussion leading to a possible motion.
I don't have any questions. I can make a motion.
Please, Ms. Harding.
I move that the Planning Commission approve file PLPP 2025-00126, Daybreak Village 9, Plat 7, preliminary subdivision.
And I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Harding, a second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, this will require a roll call vote. So, Ms. Valdez, please.
Commissioner Harding.
Yes.
Commissioner Gedge.
Aye.
Commissioner Farnsworth.
Yes.
Commissioner Hollis.
Yes.
And Commissioner
yes.
Thank you. That motion passes 5 in favor, which will move us to our next administrative public hearing item, item H2, the Daybreak South mixed-use plat 2 for property generally located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Lake Avenue and Kitty Hawk Road, which is 5990 West, 11300 South. And LHM Real Estate is also the applicant of this, with Mr. Suarez, the representative. Mr. Schindler, this item is also yours.
Okay, thank you again. Okay, this is a one lot subdivision that they're proposing. It's a little over 10 acres. And it will be sold and then occupied, sold to the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City, and the Catholic Church will be constructed on the property. And I can't remember if, but it'll be built on the property, and I think, and I didn't get a slide for it, but in your packet it showed the conceptual site plan for what will be built besides the church. There'll be a residence for the priest and also a social hall on the site, and then future buildings. I'm not sure what those would be yet. So it's fairly simple. The only thing that makes it a little bit difficult is it's not shown on the plat, but there is a public right-of-way for a street, for a road that runs right through it, that was dedicated several years ago. It's not shown on here, but it... it's also, they've been informed that the plat cannot be recorded until that right of way is vacated by the city. And it's scheduled, the vacation is scheduled for in front of city council on January 6th. So that's we didn't have any more meetings in this month that they could go to the city council with, so.
Can you go back a slide? Is that what we're kind of seeing across the?
Yeah, you can, well, actually,
lines that go like that?
It goes, yeah, you can see those little white lines that, yeah, that is it.
That's Kitty Corner, it's a Kitty Hawk. I'm sorry,
yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah.
So it, what the plan will be is when it reaches that northeast corner, that right away will wrap around and follow the shape of that lot instead of going straight down that way. The right of way was proposed like many rights of way out in on the west side. At one point it was called the West Villages right of way dedication plat that was covered the entire anything west of Mountain View out there. And it's also, there have been other right of way vacations because of that the city council has seen several in the last few years because of the growth out there that's not matching exactly where the right of ways were. So I don't know if I have anything else to add. If you have any questions.
Any questions for Steph?
Oh, wait, actually,
Ms. Harding?
So most of the time with daybreak, it's just like the city's done its work. Is there any differences? In the notes, it says that, like, it starts with daybreak, but then it tells us the plan. I was just curious, has the church followed all things that they needed to do with its plan, or will that come back to us?
No, would be a site plan that they have to go through, but the site plans in Daybreak don't come to the Planning Commission. They're done by staff.
But even if it's the church?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I wondered if that
changed. Because whether it's a church, I mean, the staff has always covered all the churches and any development in Daybreak.
Oh, okay.
It's because like the shopping centers and things like that, Daybreak no longer owns them, but the new owners and the developers, staff still reviews all those as well. So
the owners will be the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Okay.
And they will be the ones that submit the application for the site plan. So.
That's great. I love the idea.
Anything else?
They've been fundraising for a little while. Is there any idea when they would start building? Or is there a long fundraising?
I believe they intend to start building probably within the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. So.
And yeah, they did mention their fundraising was going well, but they didn't have all of the money to start it at one point. But I don't think they probably would do like most times when the Catholic Church does it. They'll build it and then the parishioners will continue to make payments. So.
Anything else for Steph while we have him for? Okay. At this point, we'd like to invite the applicant to come forward. If there's anything additional he would like to add to the staff report or as well. So, yeah, Mr. Suarez, come forward. Again, just name for the record so they can hear your voice when it's being recorded and add anything you'd like to add.
Yeah, Mr. Schindler does a great job. But yeah, the church, their goal is 3 years to start. It's actually a beautiful site. We'll share more with you guys. We have an architect on Larich Miller who reveals everything, and then we meet with Mr. Schindler and the staff going through. But we felt like we're trying to work with the Catholic Church as Larich Miller to give them a very visible place, right? We didn't want to hide them way in back there. So it's going to be a beautiful project. Mm. So yeah, that's how I'd like to add. Okay. Any questions?
Any questions for the applicant? Ms. Halst.
Do you know how many parishioners you anticipate this will accommodate?
Say that again, sorry.
How many people will this building accommodate?
I do not know that. I know it's they have the cathedral, and then they have other places. They have some programs for the youth as well they want to do. So that's part of the other buildings they will have there. So, sorry, I don't know that number right now.
Do you anticipate they'll run a school at this site?
That was the first comment. The first conversation we had, it was they're going to have a school, but then it kind of came back and kind of died there. But
I can add a little bit more. They The parish that's building this is St. Andrew's Parish, and it's in Riverton right now, and it's in the school. They have church in the school part. So they're going to keep the school in Riverton for the time being and then build the church here. And I believe it's, it should be, they have, I don't, it's not going to be built enough to cover all of their parishioners, but they have nearly 1,000 parishioners, so it'll probably hold, I think, I don't know, I can, when we get a real site plan with it, we can count the pews or something.
When they build, if they build on the future development sites, does that come back to us, or is that also go straight to the city, to staff?
No, it's all site plan applications in Daybreak, based on our development agreement, come just to staff, not to...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a future development. Yeah,
and in the development agreement, it also stated that subdivisions would be done by staff as well, but state law thinks differently about that. So we do bring those. From day one, we brought those to you. I'll be glad to give you an update when they come in, because other large developments, like the ballpark and so forth, I could have given you maybe more updates, but it took a long time, so it would have been updating you for months. But other things like the University of Utah's their clinic and hospital, they actually, I think that one actually did come to the Planning Commission before, just to tell you what we're going to do, but it wasn't for an approval or anything. So on this one, it gets something in, I can bring it to you to show you. So,
Mr. Suarez, anything else that you would like to add? While we have him, any other questions for Mr. Suarez on this item? Okay.
Thank you
again for being here on this item as well.
Yep.
So this portion, just to be technical, we want to open this portion of the meeting to the general public. Same rules I announced last time apply. So if you are here to give testimony on this item, the time public comment is now open. Seeing none, I will close public comment and turn it back to the commission for discussion leading to possible motion. I just think this will be a nice, you know, we'll have to get all new Dowdle puzzles maybe for the city with addition of this to it. But it's nice to diversify our area west. And
I'm really excited for it. I think it'll be great. Yeah. And I would appreciate being updated on it. And if they have a ribbon cutting or things like that, I think that'd be fun to attend.
Yeah, I know we were invited when they had the ballpark groundbreaking for that. So, definitely keep us in mind, even if some of us are retired by then as well. So, emeritus commissioners.
Well, I'll make a motion if you're ready.
I'm ready, Mr. Farnsworth.
I'll move that the Planning Commission approve file PLPP 2025-00160, Daybreak South Mixed Use Plat 2 Preliminary Subdivision.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Farnsworth, a second by Commissioner Harding. Any discussion to the motion? This will require a roll call vote. So, Ms. Valdez, please.
Commissioner Farnsworth?
Yes.
Commissioner Harding?
Yes.
Commissioner Gadd?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
Commissioner
Kavanaugh? Yes. That motion passes 5 in favor, and we look forward to this great addition to our lovely city. So, takes us to our last item under the administrative public hearing items, item H3, the Daybreak South Station Multifamily Number 9 Preliminary Subdivision for property located at Centerfield Drive between Freestone Road and Granville Avenue. And the LH Mineral Estate is also the applicant on this, with Mr. Schwartz as the representative. And Mr. Schindler, 3 for 3 is yours this evening, or actually 4 for 4 with our action items. So, all
thank
you tonight.
Thank you. This subdivision is located near the ballpark. As you can see right there, it's on two sides, both sides of Centerfield Drive there between Freestone and Granville. Freestone Drive and Granville Avenue there. It would be 31. The application is for 31 townhomes. I will have to change that. It's going to change probably immediately, because since the application was submitted and I had written the report and mailed it out. Some changes are going to be made to this plat. That there are some, you can see on the southwest side, there will be, I believe, four of those units, lot numbers 27 to 31, I believe. I'm not sure if it will be coming back to you as an amendment to this plat. Yeah, 28 to 31, sorry. Number 28 to 31. To be amended, those will be not townhomes, but condominiums. They're the live-work units that were proposed. And so the live-work units, they've changed their mind a little bit about whether they want the actual resident to have this, you know, because the residents wouldn't have to have a live-work unit. So they could then, what would happen is if, you know, you move in and they said, well, you know, we want to have the whole townhome to be our residence. You know, we're gonna have our teenage son live in the basement or live in the main floor or whatever. And the builder for these, I believe it's Sego Homes. They want to have those, they want to retain those, the bottom level for their, so they can lease it out to actual retail users because it's right, those they should be required to have retail mm-hmm. users in there because it's right next to the other retail that's being built around the area there. And so that'll come back as an amendment to change that, those from townhomes to condominiums. And it's condominium for the ground floor, and then other condominium units would be above. So just doesn't change the number of properties or anything like that, because it still would only, it will have separate, though, the commercial use will be a separate lot, I guess you would call it, or a separate ownership piece. But
without being two different properties per se.
Well, condominiums are used, they're stacked up. You know, the lower level is condominium 101, above it could be 201. And then you go to the next unit, there's, you know, there, like, and actually on the ground floor, the condominiums don't have to be four of them. They could just divide it into two larger spaces. It just depends on how they want to divide it up. I would imagine still on the, when it comes to the being living area above, they would most, well, we haven't seen exactly what they want to do, but it's probably the next two floors up. They might even have three floors higher.
Yeah, I think they said those ones were four stories.
Yeah, so the three floors above those would probably, could still just be one condominium unit with three floors rather than four. So I'm not sure how, you'll see that when they come in. They haven't submitted the application showing how the condominiums would be laid out yet. So, yes.
On your previous image, C101, I think it was?
C101, that is that larger mm-hmm. lot in the other across the street of it.
Yeah.
That would be for, I believe, some other commercial uses.
Okay.
It's, but no building is going to be constructed on that, and it'll have to go through the site plan applications for that.
And then we'll wait to find out about if garages are included or if it's all street parking, because that's
on
really
the townhomes will have all have two car garages. And I'm not positive how they're going to do I think the same thing will be for the condominiums as well, because they have the back side of them could still be garages, just the other part of it would be, you know, for the tenants above the
So anything else for staff on this one? Just to be clear, what we're approving tonight is what's been presented to us in our staff report and the motion, which is for the 31 townhomes. And of course, if they want to deviate from that, that's why it would have to come back to us as an amendment.
So that again gave him the option. Do you want us to pull it off the agenda and wait till it's fixed, or do you want to go forward this and just do an amendment at the end, so.
A question on the, like, Centerfield Freestone Road. Is that, I thought I saw on the other image that the proposal is to go all the way to Freestone Road. Is that gap that I'm seeing there?
Oh, you're talking about the image, how the lines don't line up?
Yeah, like, well, there's a, it doesn't cover all the distance. Is that just a difference? Can you flip between those two? Like, I was just, I want to make sure I'm.
Yes. Yeah, it matches, but the yellow doesn't.
Okay.
Okay. But so it's meant to go all the way to Freestone, between Freestone and Grand Road.
Right.
Okay.
With a full road
Freestone there, and between this part of Freestone is narrower, more narrow than the other one, so they can go further.
If you go to the other image, he's referring to the yellow boxes don't line up.
Don't go all the way to Freestone.
See how the yellow boxes don't line up to the open area?
Yeah, they kind of shifted on me.
Yeah.
So.
It's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Just clarify.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Because I didn't know if that would meet, the other one would meet minimum lot requirements. Subdivision requirements, sorry, not lot.
I guess I've got a question. When they build the alley there, will it just meet up directly with the parking lot that's right there? Or will there be a fence separating it, or how?
The parking lot is temporary, so
I understand that.
So I don't know for sure.
In the temporary phase, what will that look like?
Wagner might know for sure, but I believe it probably will for the time being. But or they might be put a fence up, because that way they're not going to want anybody parking in that from that come to the ball game. So there could be a fence in there, I would imagine. Hopefully, but he might know. You know?
Yeah, when we write him up, we will ask him that for sure. Anything else we have for Greg while we have him forward for us? Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Suarez, that's your third time up with us. I know we have at least one question for you, but any other thing that you would like to add to the staff report, similar to the other three items, the time is yours. But the one question we have on the access for the alleys on the, I believe it's the north side, if you can address that.
Yeah, we will have a neighborhood fence. Right now we just have a temporary fence to make sure we keep everybody away from the construction site, keep everybody safe. But the idea is when we finish the landscape, we'll have like a nice neighborhood fence and separating the parking lot from the neighborhood. And the idea is, if we look, we felt like the ballpark is just sitting on an island right now, and we're not giving the community a way of transition to, you know, come to the parking lot. So we felt like we're just sitting in the parking lot and nothing around. And as the Wasatch start building and other, we want to make a corridor that people feel at home and say, okay, this is the direction we go to the parking lot. So that's the idea for those townhomes there. And then for the leave work, we want to give the opportunity of residents that, you know, cannot afford a large business, but they have a small business that they can have right there at the ballpark and give them the opportunity. So that's kind of the idea for those.
Anything else, Mr. Suarez, while we have a look on this? Thank you for being kind of innovative and actually always amending as well as things change. It's a very dynamic market, so we appreciate you being here this evening.
Thanks, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to open general public. Before we have general public, we did receive one comment via email from an Alexander Weech to be read into the public record in support of this item. And I know Mr. Bishop, who's not here, would like to point out bicycle parking. Hopefully that you include, quote, quality bike parking. So I know Mr. Bishop would like me to pass that on that. But that this portion of the meeting will now open for the general public. Same rules as the first two items. Anybody, member of the general public, who would like to give testimony on this item, time is now open. Before I close public comment?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr.
I'm going to speak. I'm of course on staff here, but I'm also a resident.
Please.
I just want to make sure I understand this. Commissioner Gedge asked the right question. What you have before you tonight is townhomes. And we have, as from what I can see, a very unusual situation where much of Mr. Schindler's presentation was about something that might happen in the future. And I understand Mr. Gedge, I thought, asked the exact right questions, and I just want to make sure I understand the answer. And the answer is that you are considering and deciding on what is in this report tonight, not on what may or may not happen in the future, because that'll come up in the future. So I just wanted to be on the record and make sure we're all clear on that.
No, just the subdivision, mm-hmm. No site plans, no, mm-hmm.
For 31 townhomes that were presented this evening in this report.
I mean, that's what may happen, but it's just a subdivision.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Simons. We always appreciate it, your wise legal counsel that you give us, and that on that we appreciate that. So I will close the general public at this point. I'm sorry if the rest of the staff wanted to give testimony. Public comments closed. Bring it back to the commission for discussion, leading to possible motion.
So I do actually have one clarification. What we were presented tonight officially does indicate that four of the townhome units will be live-work units.
Okay.
So there is that commercial element that has been presented to us. Maybe I'm not clear on what the change is going to be in the future, which maybe it doesn't matter, since I think I'm clear on what this states.
What this item before mm-hmm. us this evening is, and of course, we now have a nice preview, so when we see this again in the future. Anything else?
Are we ready for a motion?
Sorry, any more discussion? If not, Ms. Harding, I'm going to jump it over to you.
I move that the Planning Commission approve file PLPP 2025-00217, Daybreak South Station Multifamily Number 9 Preliminary Subdivision.
I will second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Harding, a second by Commissioner Farnsworth. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, this will require a roll call vote. So Ms. Valdez, last time for 2025.
Yes.
Commissioner Farnsworth.
Yes.
Commissioner Gedge.
Aye.
Commissioner Hollis.
Yes.
And Commissioner Campbell.
Yes.
And that motion passes 5 in favor. Mr. Suarez, we appreciate being here. I think we've said before, when the applicant is here, it does help us when we do have a question that we don't have the answer from staff or in the report. So we appreciate you being here. And we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, happy holiday season as well. And again, thank you for being here this evening. That concludes our published agenda this evening. Item J, other business. So I was probably too early for the second meeting in January. Again, we don't have a meeting 2 weeks from today.
Right.
So I guess I wanted to point that out for everyone. Mr. Schindler is probably way too soon for January 26th.
12. I think there were...
Yeah, there was something.
The one item that was taken off of tonight's agenda is looking at January 13th. So that's one. I don't think... anything else is on that schedule yet?
One thing, if we can get at it, we do need to have officers and other representatives of this commission at our first meeting. Years past, we've delayed it because we haven't had sworn or commissioners. So if we can just get that on the agenda as well, just to make sure we're good with everyone. And I know City Council approves our meeting schedule, so we don't get to do that. They dictate that for us. And I think we're good with the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. Sorry, I was doing Thursdays.
On that. Well, we can change it up.
Yeah, really mix it up. Staff would love us then, having the staff, the council chambers. Other staff, any other business you guys wanted to bring up at this time of the evening? Commissioner?
I just want to shout out to Ms. Harding. She kept us moving tonight. I liked it. Wow.
My wife waiting in the parking lot to pick me up right now is very appreciative. With that, Merry Christmas all, and we are adjourned.